Welcome to the Alphabets program, Vocabulary of the Day. It is the 21st of November, 2022. I'm your host, Jimmy Wong. Today we're diving into a word that's as tricky as its meaning, dupe. Spelled D-U-P-E, this term packs quite the punch in just four letters. Dupe is a verb and a noun. As a verb, it means to deceive or trick someone into believing something that is not true. For example, the magician managed to dupe the audience into thinking he had vanished into thin air. It's all about making someone believe in an illusion or a falsehood. As a noun, dupe refers to the person who is deceived. In a sentence, you might say, "She was an easy dupe for their scam, believing she had won a prize." It's important to note that nobody likes to be a dupe. Being tricked can feel embarrassing, but it happens to the best of us. Using dupe in everyday conversation is pretty straightforward. You could say, "I can't believe I was duped into buying a fake watch," or "He's a master at duping people into giving him money." The word dupe comes from the French word for a hoopoe, which is a type of bird. The connection might seem strange, but in the past, people thought hoopoes were stupid and easy to catch or deceive. Today, we use dupe in a wide range of contexts, from lighthearted tricks to serious scams. Understanding the word dupe and being aware of its usage can help us become more critical thinkers. It reminds us to question things and not take everything at face value. In a world full of information and potential deception, being mindful of the possibility of being duped is a valuable skill. Remember, while it's not nice to dupe others, it's also important to learn how to spot when someone might be trying to dupe you. Whether it's a friend pulling a harmless prank or a stranger with bad intentions, staying alert and asking questions can help you avoid being a dupe. That wraps up today's episode on the word dupe. I hope you found it enlightening and that it adds value to your vocabulary. For more about this, please visit our website, www.thealphabet.cn. Thank you for tuning in to the Alphabets program, Vocabulary of the Day. I'm Jimmy Wong, and I'll see you next time for more interesting words and their stories. Stay curious and keep learning.